This is Wade Rafferty with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Of the 15 campus carry bills to allow gunslinging on public college campuses, none have passed. South Mississippi Electric Power Association pulled out of a 15% stake in a $6.2 billion Atlanta-based Southern Utility construction project of the most expensive fossil fuel plant in the country, pushing rates and making a mockery of so-called clean coal. Ireland became the first nation to approve same-sex marriage by popular vote, sweeping aside the opposition of the Roman Catholic Church and a resounding victory for the gay rights movement and placing the country at the vanguard of social change. With final ballots counted, the vote was 62% in favor of legalizing and 38% opposed. The rate of infidelity has been pretty constant at 21% for married men and 10 to 15% for married women. A recent study has found that 40% of the variation in promiscuous behavior in women could be attributed to genes, G-E-N-E-S. Nationally, state parks had a record 739 million visits in the last fiscal year, or nearly three times the number of visits to national parks. For the same conduct, U.S. prison sentences averaged twice as long as the British, four times longer than the Dutch, and 5 to 10 times longer than the French. Four presidents who arguably did more important work after they left office than in office include John Quincy Adams, William Howard Taft, Herbert Hoover, and Jimmy Carter. Untaxed foreign earnings disclosed by companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index in 2014 climbed to more than $2.1 trillion. Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker on the lam for the last 2 years, has a three-year visitor visa to stay in Russia. A young woman protesting Columbia University's failure to take action on her sexual assault joined with four friends to carry her mattress with her one more time at graduation day as she received her diploma. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.